From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. So are you trying to figure out what to do with your kids when school gets out for summer? Does your preschooler want to learn ballet? Maybe they want to learn to hula dance. Maybe your preteen wants to play ice hockey or learn how to cook or go to an art summer camp. And then you've got those restless teens, right? Well, what are you going to do with them this summer? Well, maybe they want to learn about beekeeping, or you could send them to a swimming camp. What about you? Have you ever wanted to learn miniature golf? Want to tour a fire station? Maybe you want to learn how to play pickleball. I keep telling my kids I'm going to learn. Or maybe practice yoga. Learn pottery. Boise Parks and Recreation hosts a wide array of classes for everyone, regardless of your age or your ability. And for the very first time, they're putting all of this information and the ability to sign up online in a one-stop digital shop. So here to tell us more about this are Doug Holloway, the director of Boise Parks and Recreation, and Recreation Superintendent Roseanne Brown. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Appreciate you having us on again.
So, Doug, let me start with you. Why did your organization decide to put the summer activity guide online?
You know, that's a great question. We have, Gemma, we've talked about this and we've analyzed where our customers are coming from. We've analyzed those that utilize online registration versus those that are telling us they actually had the paper copy in their hand. And just like, you know, what's happening, Gemma, with, you know, with newspapers around the country and magazines, you know, we just in talking to our customers, we felt like that the hard copy just wasn't getting utilized, that most of our customers were already online. They already were taking care of their business with us online. And so therefore, we're already using the digital copy that we had online. And so we just thought, you know, to save some expense is certainly one of the factors, but I just think being more responsive to what our customers have been asking for, and, you know, everyone's digital now. And so for the first time, honestly, Gemma, in the history of Boise Parks and Recreation, which it's kind of scary to say this right now, but for the first time in history, we are going to be fully digital. We will print some hard copies and have them available for those that still want them. And we'll also print hard copies for our demographic at our senior center and also in our adventure program as well. So those will be available in those two demographics. But otherwise, for the most part, everything's online now, and that's where our customers will be going.
Okay. And so then, Doug, I'm assuming not only is everything going to be online, can you then register for classes and camps and things like that, like on the same website?
Yes, that is correct. We actually have all of our registration processes have been online since, and I want to say 2001, 2002. So we've been, you know, 20 plus years of offering that that service online. We just have always had the paper copy that we've distributed and had available at a number of locations around the city that we won't have that now. So that it doesn't change what we do on a day-to-day basis with the registration process online. It just changes how you access that information. It will now be digital as opposed to the paper copies that we used to do.
Mm-hmm. So I know you offer so many camps and classes, I mean, all of the time, and the list just seems to keep growing. Doug, how in the world do you decide what to offer every year?
Well, a lot of it, Gemma, is driven by what our customers want to see. So we'll hear quite frequently from our users, our citizens, our constituents that will make recommendations to us. That's one method that we use. The largest method is just the popularity of what's out there right now. Roseanne and her team, they have a very keen eye on what's happening, you know, not just across the country, but around the world on the most cutting edge programming that's available. And so they'll test that with our constituency to see what the interest levels are. And once we hit on something, we know that now that is something that we need to make space for, that we need to make sure we can accommodate all those that want to participate. And Roseanne will address some of this in our conversation mm-hmm. today, but we have some really popular things that people really love to see. So we focus a lot on finding ways to continue to offer more of what is most popular that our constituents really want to have or really want to get their kids involved in or the family involved in.
So before I bring Roseanne into the conversation to talk about these camps, Doug, you do charge for all, some of these classes and these camps, but my understanding is that you also offer a scholarship program. So can you talk about how that works?
Absolutely. The vision of our programming on the recreation side of our park and recreation business is safe, affordable, and accessible. It's kind of like our tagline. And that last piece, that accessible and affordable pieces are really, really important to us. No one will ever be turned away from any of our programs, activities, events, classes, any of those items for because of a lack of ability to pay. Last year alone, we had 16,487 scholarshiped activities for our residents, which is a record for the number of scholarship activities that we provided. And to put that in perspective, we had 484 in 2001. So in that 20-year period, we've grown from 484 scholarshiped activities to, you know, well over 16,000. And that's part of that is obviously we have a growing city, we have a changing city, but also it's Roseanne and her team and the work that they do behind the scenes to identify the markets in our community, the demographics that are in most need of our services, and making sure they understand that you don't have to pay if you can't afford to pay. And we're really, really super aggressive in trying to locate those demographics and making sure that those families and children are involved in our activities. So scholarships are a huge part of what we do. And again, I can't emphasize, no one is ever turned away because of lack of ability to pay.
Okay, Roseanne, I want to bring you into the conversation and let's talk camps and all of the things you offer. So you have all day play camps. Can you tell us about some of these classes for kids?
Absolutely. Our play camps are all day outdoor in our local parks camps for elementary school age children. So first through sixth grade. We have 9 currently next year, just because of what Deb just said. Our play camps are becoming very, very popular in the sense that we have huge wait lists and there's a huge need out there for this very popular program. So we're trying to create more spots for those folks. But in addition to those 9 elementary school age camps, we do offer a junior high camp. We call it Out and About, so it can be separated from the play camp kind of feel. And that camp is also very popular. And during these camps, we visit the pool twice a week. We do an excursion once a week, and then we bring in lots of programming, whether it be art, or we bring in police and fire, or we just bring in all these really amazing partners to help make our camps even that more special.
Well, it's a good thing that you separate the elementary kids from those middle school kids, because you know they're not going to want to hang out with them. So, I mean, smart move right there, right? So let's talk about some more of the more unique classes that you have available, because Roseanne, I mean, so many kids love Legos, but you've got a class that actually teaches kids to learn how to animate the Legos.
We do. That incredible program is, again, partnering with other agencies that we can provide that service, because we don't have that expertise. And we do that with a lot of our programming. A lot of our stuff focuses on using partners within the community to enhance not only what they do, but what we do. So not only do we do that type of program, but we do sailing classes. We do adaptive recreation, which is with folks with disabilities. We do all these really creative new stuff that keeps our community engaged. Stagnant is definitely not the word I would use for our programming.
Okay, you just said sailing classes. Where in the world do you take those?
Oh, you're just in the pond down the street. No, just kidding. Lucky
Beach. I was wondering
where we do the sailing classes. That was something so incredibly new to what our normal programming was, and it has been such a hit. It is full. We're able to scholarship because it does get a little spendy to do those types of classes, but it has been absolutely one of our gems.
Okay, so maybe something for the adults. You can actually, this is a class where you take a trip to Buell and you meet a cheesemaker.
Yeah, actually we have a lifetime and leisure class for older adults, and they go to a ton of places. They go wine tasting, they go on trips out of this country. We do all these other types of programming to help enrich their lives in their older years. And that is also based out of our Dick Early Senior Center. And you don't have to attend that center. You actually don't have to be a certain age. You can attend Lifetime and Leisure activities regardless. So it's a really great program that we're able to offer the community.
Okay, I want to go back to what you said about wine tastings because you
Ah.
have, I mean, let's chat because you have several wine trips on the list. So, I mean, is this like, okay, going to the Sunny Slope in Caldwell, which is great, but I mean, are these like trips to other locations?
Yes. We go to all different places. We transport. We have a program leader, and we just make sure they have a wonderful experience. So yes, wine tasting is quite popular.
Well, it's probably because you provide transportation, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
I mean, okay. So, Doug, what about adaptive recreation classes? Because you have everything from cooking to wheelchair rugby, which we've featured on our program before, and this wheelchair rugby is no joke.
No, wheelchair rugby is probably one of our more popular programs, and it really the whole Treasure Valley moved towards this wheelchair rugby program. Really started in our adventure program, which is our program for all abilities, focusing on those that have both physical and cognitive considerations. But it is really the adapted program, our adventure program you mentioned, Gemma, is really the only one of its kind in the Treasure Valley. We consider it a regional program, which means that we're serving customers from Canyon County as far away as Payette County, in addition to what we do right here in Ada County. So it really does attract a wide range and a wide audience because there's no other programs like it. But it really is just engaging that demographic of our population in activities that they may not otherwise be able to engage in if they didn't have the right equipment and the right direction from a leadership team that we have in that adventure program. So it is one program that continues to grow every year as our community grows, and is probably one that we're most proud of, and it's something that has been in our portfolio of offerings for the past almost 30 years.
Wow. So, Doug, how do people find the new online site? And I'm assuming it's pretty self-explanatory once they get there.
It is. It's cityofboise.org backslash parks. And again, if you went to the main City of Boise website, you can link to the Parks and Recreation Department. And on the front splash page, we'll give you all the information you need. The activity guide, the digital guide will be right in front of you when you go to our homepage. And once you link to that guide, it will absolutely walk you through not only each of the individual pages that are in our summer guide, but also will lead you through the registration process as well.
Oh, really quickly before we go, what about reserving like picnic sites at local parks? Because this goes so fast. Can you do that online now too, Doug?
You can, Gemma, all at the same location. It is available in the guide as well, and you can reserve any of those spots from Ann Morrison to Julia Davis to any of other community park sites as well. So all that is on the digital guide and always has been there online as well. And you can take care of it all from the comforts of your living room.
Well, thank you so much. I love that this is all online now. We've been talking with Doug Holloway, the director of Boise Parks and Recreation, and Recreation Superintendent Roseanne Brown. We will make sure we put a link to the new Boise Parks and Recreation Summer Activity Guide on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.